I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1046, The Ites. It's easy to say, judge not, but we do judge all the time. We're constantly seeing people and making judgments about them. We decide pretty quick if we like them or not, if we want a further relationship with them or not, even if we think they're good people or not so good people. Now, there are people who don't see life like we do. They talk different, vote different, dress different. They're, you guessed it, different. They are our ites. Let me explain. This podcast is about love, and it's not just loving people that vote like you do and think like you do and worship like you do. It's about loving people with a big period after that. Life is messy for God's people, always has been, always will be until the kingdom comes. Until then, it'd be nice to be around people that's just like us. Or would it? You know, when you read the text of the Bible, you come across the ites. They are the people who lived in and around God's people, but they were not God's people, and God's people knew they were not God's people, and they viewed them as such. For the Jews, there were two kinds of people in the world, the chosen and everybody else, the goyim, the nations, the peoples. A lot of their names ended in ites. You've got your Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. They were people who were just kind of around. But there were other ites who had their own countries, like the Ammonites, Moabites, Edomites, Hittites, who were different than the other Hittites I already mentioned. God's people were not to get mixed up with them, lest they become like them and worship their false gods and forget Yahweh. But get mixed up with them they did, again and again and again, with disastrous results. Now we have to be careful here, don't we? Because on the one hand, we are to be holy unto the Lord. We are to be in the world but not of the world, and all that stuff. Yet, Abraham was told in Genesis 12 that through Abraham, God would make him a great nation, and that nation would bless all nations, the whole world. And of course, John 3:16 tells us that God so loved people just like us, he gave his only begotten Son. Okay, that's not it. We have to keep our perspective about the ites, those around us who truly worship other gods like money, sex, culture, power, sports, beauty, fame, and so on. The New Testament has this double-sided coin message for us. In places like Romans 12, do not change yourself to be like the people of the world, but be changed within by a new way of thinking. Or 1 John 2, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Or James 4:4, you adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy with God. Wow, that's pretty strong. But then you've got the other side of that same coin in verses like Matthew 5:44, love your enemies, or Colossians 3:12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Here's the great question. What groups of people would you say are your ites right now? Let's pray this prayer adapted from teachinghumblehearts.com. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your great love for us that Jesus laid down his life for us. We are filled with gratitude for Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross. Show us how to live our lives with the same commitment to love others well, just as Jesus loved us from the beginning, even before we were born. Teach us how to use our words and actions to glorify you, not empty words, but a sincere desire to know you. We confess our struggle to love others as you have loved us, and as you love them. There are people we prefer to avoid and judge. Please change our hard heart and make it beat like Jesus. We want to put down everything that stops us from loving well. Teach us your gentleness and your patience. Fill us with your compassion and humility. Help us to love without condition or expectation, to love others simply because you love us and not because of what others do for us. Make us more like Jesus every day until we're filled so much with his love that it overflows without us even trying. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1047. And in the meantime, the question is not, do we have our ites around us, among us, and before us? Of course we do. The question is, how is God calling you to hold on to who you are without compromise, all the while loving your ites?